I could lift you up. I could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be. You
get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Situation number four. You're breathing on your own. You're conscious, but with no muscular function.
Well, would I be able to communicate?
I don't see how.
I don't like the sound of this one.
Yeah, let's pull the cord.
Yank it like you're starting a mower.
Moving on. You have liver, kidneys, and gallbladder, but no central nervous system.
Well, I gotta have a central nervous system.
Okay. One lung, blind, and you're eating through a tube.
Now, that's not my style.
Boring.
All right. You can eat, but machines do everything else.
I'd stick.
Yeah, stick. Because I could still go to the coffee shop.
That's right.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We're talking tonight about the concept of the unhappiness quotient. And yes, I might have invented this whole concept, but it does have some sort of reality base. It's based on a concept of the unhappiness that we've gone through, the losses, the setbacks, the failures, the breakups, the things that make us human, the things that make us unique, the things that make us authentic. So let's talk about that. Okay, so Dano, you had a 32, score of 32. I'll give... Bill had a 28. Go, Bill. So when I was talking right before break, I was telling a little bit about my score. I didn't reveal it yet, but I'm going to tell you now. And my score seems a little higher than I thought it would be, honestly. I thought maybe 12, maybe 25 at max, but I'm looking at 45.
45. Wow.
We're not talking the age of 45. We're talking 45.
And where's the Tylenol?
Exactly. I mean, now that I turn to Advil a lot more, though. But, you know, I don't know. That was kind of key, you know, and I didn't really realize it. So I went through everything, and I figured up, you know, that I had 12 losses. We'll go into that another time. And those were 2 points apiece. And so 12 losses.
That's a lot of losses.
That's a lot. And so that was good 24 points right there out of the bag. I mean, so that's a lot. And as far as setbacks, let's see how many I had. Let's see, I had 5 and 5 points each. Okay, let's see, setbacks, 2 self-imposed, and 3. Okay, so I had 2 setbacks that were self-imposed because I got in my own way. And a lot of times we do that. We normally sabotage ourselves. And 3 others. Also, I didn't have any failures. It's not that I haven't failed, okay, because everybody has, to some degree. I just...
They're just not affecting you right now.
They're not affecting me.
Okay.
I'm over them. You know, I'm over them. And or I did a redo, you know, or I redid it, like what we were talking about with Bill earlier. You know, Bill in school, he's gone back, he's redoing it, he's rewriting that. So that failure will be gone. And I think I did most of that myself. There was a couple of ones that just don't affect me anymore. And I think that's kind of key. As far as breakups, my breakups were more work-related. Like, people that I worked with. And I guess it affected me more so than anything else. Because with the love relationships, everybody's going through breakups. But with those, I always knew that wasn't the right person. That it just wasn't right. And I was glad to have them in my life. And I love them. But it wasn't right. We weren't supposed to get married. We weren't supposed to continue on. But as far as the work relationships, I've had a couple of those. And it doesn't change how... It kind of hurts. And I think a lot of times it hurts because you kind of think that besides just working together that you are friends. And I figured out and found out that that's definitely not true. In both cases. And I think that kind of can upset you because you feel like at least we might not be able to always work together, but I've been there for them and I have, you know, and I care about them and I was there for them for their lives and I was there when they needed me and when they were crying and they needed help. But in the end, they're not your friend. If they don't call you back or they don't return your call or whatever, it doesn't matter what work relationship you have. They're not your friend.
There's a difference between a friend and a user.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in those cases, it kind of sucks, honestly, because you start realizing, okay, well, you weren't ever friends. You know, so in my score, I think my accumulation of score was a lot of losses. You know, and I was talking about how, you know, some of the people, my loved ones I'd had in my life for 15 plus years, other times, you know, maybe 3 months, but they made such an impact. And the good thing is that I don't see all those situations as sad. I actually am very blessed to have had them at one time or another. I still feel like they're still in my life, you know? And I think that I'm trying to get away now at this point, and I think that all of us are probably feeling the same way, is just trying to get away from keeping score. I think a lot of times in life, if I walk into a room with my 45 on my forehead, and I walk into every situation based on that 45, and I make decisions based on that, I don't know how good that is. I mean, if I can look at it and see from history in my perspective and understand, okay, I'm a seasoned person. I understand that about loss, and I understand about love. And that's the key, is that my whole life I've kind of dealt with some stuff that I've dealt with from the beginning of time. And those things were kind of major setbacks in a way, but I was able to transform it and make it into something that works. And at the time, I didn't have a clue how to do it. I was overwhelmed, confused, scared, had no idea, okay? And I think in those situations, it's overwhelming, but when you finally get a grasp on it, you finally realize that you have some personal power to overcome certain things, it's amazing. You know, I really also started thinking about, I could remember some of the things that happened, but I also realized if I kept trying to remember more, I probably would. And I decided, I don't know if I want to remember every failure.
I was going to say, maybe there should be a cutoff here.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, I started, like, racking my brain going, oh, I know you got more failures than that, you know? And I was thinking, wait a second, do I really want to open that box, really? I mean,
because if you list all your failures, then you're going to have to go get the coffin.
Exactly, which we have on layaway.
Right. Apparently, you're right at the halfway point as it is.
Yeah, I'm already almost halfway. I'm teetering on almost the 50-50 there. I mean, you know, but then if you look at it, is the glass full or is it half empty? You know, I don't know. And so I kind of figured that out. And I think at one point in time, all of us have dealt with being in the forest where you can't see the light. You know, you can't see the forest through the trees. And I think we've all been there where you wake up and you're completely depressed and you don't see the light and you don't understand where to go and you don't know what to do and you don't know if anything's ever going to get any better. And I've been there before. I've been there before where you're overwhelmed with the fact of, why do I want to get out of bed? Nothing's ever going to change. It's never going to get any better. But then I realized if I continue to think that way, it's never going to get any better. It is always going to be this way. It is going to be doom and gloom. And my bed is going to be my only friend. You know? And I think when you deal with that, woo, I've been there. But man, I like to see a little bit of light. I like to see the forest through the trees. I like seeing some sort of light at the end of the tunnel and not wondering, man, is this just going to be a dark abyss? I don't like that, you know? And I think sometimes when we keep score too, I think a lot of times we've met people in our past, and I know Dana, Bill, and myself, I know that, you know, when you meet people for the first time and they lead off with their ailments or their negative factors.
It's one of those people, and I got somebody in mind who fits this to a T, but it's one of those people where if you ask them how they're doing, they will tell you, and it's never a happy story.
It's always bad. It's always sad. And don't they lead off with it? They don't say, "Hey, I'm having, you know, how you doing? What's going on, Bill? It's great to see you." It's more like, "Hey, Bill, I need to talk to you, man. I gotta."
It's like they suck all the oxygen out of the room.
Energy suckers.
You know,
it's
maybe kind of going back to how we started off the show. You know, misery loves company. You know, so people who are unhappy doesn't it seem, Dano? It's like they want to spread the misery around.
Well, yeah, because if you're happy, then they want to bring you down to their level. You
yeah,
know, because they're going to be unhappy, and so they want you to be unhappy.
It's like, you know, this person I have in mind, Ashley, it's like she is the thinnest skinned person I ever had the displeasure of meeting.
Oh, no.
And
no.
You could not say anything to this person.
Oh, that's like walking on eggshells.
Without
all the time.
Her breaking out, you know, without crying.
Oh, really? So she cries. She breaks into
she was a crier. It's like it made the work environment miserable.
That's awful. That's awful. See, and that's the thing. It's like a lot of times, too, those same people, God bless them, but they're so unhappy, they don't know how to be happy. And you know what? Happiness evades them. Like it runs away from them because they don't ever allow it. It's like if you sit there and you say all day long, man, my life sucks, my life sucks, my life sucks. Eventually, if you keep saying it long enough, okay, your life's going to suck. It's going to be pretty bad because guess what? You've made it because you want that because you stated that you want it and you kept saying, I am, my life is, this is the way it is, it is the way it is. It can't be anything else. You can't have another option. You got to have that because you've been saying that's what you want.
Right, because you're the only one that can change it.
You're the only one that, yeah, you're the only one that can change it, really. You are the, and that's a good point. You are the only one that has the ability to change your perspective. If your perspective is in the gutter and unhappy and just angry, you got to change it. If you're happy and you got this great disposition, that's great too. But a lot of people, and I can speak probably for us three right now, have great dispositions, but a lot of us have gone through a lot of things in our life. And the only reason we have great dispositions and a great perspective on life is because we realized that the negative perspective wasn't working. It wasn't getting us anywhere. It was making us feel like our scores were 200 or 300 because we didn't even know how we were getting up in the morning. How were we dealing with it? We were barely holding on. You know, and I think that when you look at it from that perspective, I mean, you can't even think about anything else if you're in a negative quotient, you know? And so for all the listeners that were listening tonight that were accumulating their scores, you know, whether yours was more or less than Dano's or more or less than Bill's or more or less than mine, that doesn't matter. But the way that you handle that score is what matters, because the cool thing about all those things that happen to you is that it makes you unique. It makes you awesome. It makes you an individual. It makes you one of a kind. You have your own genuine perspective. You are original. You are unique. On the flip-flop, when it's not used correctly, and it's used for the bad, you know, I always think about Star Wars, the bad versus the good. When it's used on the wrong side, it doesn't help you, it hurts you, and it doesn't give you a good disposition, and also, your perspective becomes clouded with negativity. And we have a lot to talk about on this subject, and we can't get into it all tonight. But our next week, we're going to be talking a little bit more about setbacks, about dealing with our successful plan, about really providing a beautiful and peaceful life, and how to really take this number, take this score, get past it, and use it to really do something that's really great for our life, as well as creating that unique and authentic life. And also, big time, not making mistakes over again, because that's a big deal. So stay tuned for next Sunday, when Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be discussing how to really take that score, your unhappiness quotient, and transforming it to a medal of honor. Something that you can look back and say, wow, I have come so far. I have proven myself. I have done so many things, and I'm thankful for where I am. I'm thankful for who I am, and I'm thankful for where I'm at and who I'm around. So stay tuned, because we got a great shows for you coming up in the next week, and Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? Yeah, I'll be back in three shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.